Mark Gokey with the agency says it's important to address the threats of chronic wasting disease at feedlots, where large numbers of animals congregate in close quarters.
It has been spreading across the state, and so we want to plan for that, as it is always fatal for the animals that get chronic wasting disease, which means it could potentially be population limiting.
Gokey says there are currently no cases of chronic wasting disease on the state's 22 winter feeding grounds, but mule and white-tailed deer populations have seen major outbreaks in southeastern Wyoming, and the disease is spreading westward. Feedlots were first introduced in 1929 to keep elk away from food intended for livestock, and proponents say they help keep elk numbers strong after the loss of historic habitat to development. Comments can be added to the agency's website through January 8th. Connie Wilbert with the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter says the state's iconic big game could take a serious long-term hit if chronic wasting disease, which can infect elk, deer, and moose, sweeps through herds. She says fencing around hay stores and other tactics are effective at preventing elk encounters with livestock, and argues that artificially drawing large numbers of elk to be in close proximity each winter poses a much bigger risk.
And they don't leave for the whole time they're there. They're crowded together, they're standing there, they're lying there right next to each other, and that is a classic setup for quick disease transmission.
Wilbert says elk populations don't need feedlots to remain strong because there still is enough available habitat with ample winter food sources. Fish and Game will tap a working group after the initial public comment period to create a long-term management plan that includes recommendations for whether to phase out or continue the winter feeding program. The final plan would need to be approved by the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Bereni.